Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. And as you know, each and every Friday at the close of our broadcast week, we talk about stuff to do in the metro with folks from City View. And no, Jeff Pitts is not with us today. However, Courtney Karstens is, and Katie Colosimo comes back. Katie, welcome back. Where have you been?
Thank you. Been a busy holiday season, but happy to be back at work.
All right. So you had a good holiday. What'd you do over New Year's?
Over New Year's, I was in a wedding at Prairie Meadows in Altoona, and they had a ball drop at the end, and there was confetti, and it was sparkly, and it was wonderful.
A New Year. So there's no excuse to forget the wedding date.
No excuse at all.
That sounds like fun. All right. And with you, you brought Courtney with you, and Courtney is new to, right?
Yes. Courtney has been working with us since January 2nd. In the office, been very helpful.
And Courtney, tell us about you. Where are you from? What are you doing? Why are you there? What's going on?
So I'm a student at Iowa State. I am majoring in journalism and just thought I could help City View out.
There you go. So you're an interning, right?
I am.
And you're from where?
Holstein, Iowa.
Holstein. Das ist gut, Holstein, yeah? All right. Very nice.
Yeah. See,
we go far and wide, ladies and gentlemen, to find talented people to talk to here on the Business News Hour. All right, what do you folks do up there?
So my stepmom is a math teacher, and my dad is a farmer.
Of course. Got a farm in Holstein. I mean, that's what we do, right? All right, what's going on?
Tonight and Saturday is the world's toughest rodeo.
Rodeo. Do you know what a buckle bunny is?
I do not.
Courtney, okay. I used to rodeo, and the young ladies that would hang out near the chutes, we would call them buckle bunnies.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. And they liked those big buckles, you know. So anyway, World's Toughest Rodeo is tonight at the Well and tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Go see that. That's loads of fun.
And then this weekend, we also have the Velveteen Rabbit.
What?
The Velveteen Rabbit. It's a show going on at the Ankeny Community Theater.
I'll wager that the people that go to the World's Toughest Rodeo may not be going to the Velveteen Rabbit.
We've got to have something for everyone.
There you go. Good point, Courtney. So what's that about? What is the Velveteen Rabbit about?
So that is a story about a stuffed rabbit that hopes to become real.
Oh.
So
it's kind of the Pinocchio story.
Kind of, yeah. But with a rabbit.
With a rabbit. A Velveteen one at that. That's at the Ankeny Theater.
Yes.
Very nice.
Also going on this weekend, Chow's Gymnastics is having their Winter Classic Invitational.
Chow's Gymnastics?
Yes, that'll be some high-level gymnastics for people that don't want to wait till the Olympics.
That Coach Chow, he was Sean Johnson's coach, yes?
Yes, and Gabby Douglas.
Yeah, wow. That is some high-level stuff. Mm-hmm. And where is this going to be at?
This will be at their gym, which is in Des Moines. It's at East 30th Street and East University Avenue in Des Moines.
Got it. Okay. That way.
Yep. And this weekend there's also the Iowa Home Show.
Oh.
Are you interested in anything like that?
Yeah, I'm always interested, but those are very dangerous things for me to go to because my bride says, oh, we should do this or we should do that. And those things always cost more money than I have. So, yeah, the home show. Good stuff, though. Have you been? Have you ever been?
I have not, no. Something definitely I'd be looking into, so.
Katie, have you ever been to the home show?
I have been, and I dig the essential oils. I hope
they have essential oils at the home show?
Essential oils.
Now, what oil is essential for you?
I like peppermint. It was recommended to me last time I was there to help with a stomach ache, but also I just smelled wonderful all day.
Yeah, there you go. Check this lady. She smells just like a candy cane. How nice.
All right, and then for next week, we've got an indoor bags lead.
Bags.
Yes, at Peachtree Brewing. So that'll be something interesting. I mean, usually that kind of event is for the summertime, but
Peachtree Brewing, you know, they have really done a great job. They're out of Knoxville, I believe, And Peace Tree is one of 75, do you realize this? There are 75 breweries in Iowa. Craft brewers.
I didn't know we had that many, but
75. And get this, in the 1850s, 1860s, there were 150 craft brewers in Iowa. So, and think about what the population was like back then. Much, much smaller. So 75, I think we've got room to grow.
That's crazy.
It is, yeah, yeah. So Peace Tree Brewery, going to be doing little bags.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Also known as cornhole.
Cornhole?
Some people call it that. Nobody I know.
That brings back an old Beavis and Butthead series, but cornholio. All right.
Also ongoing this weekend and through Friday the 19th is the Greater Des Moines exhibit at the Polk County Heritage Gallery.
What do they do there?
That is, this exhibit specifically is featuring all local art, and it's a juried exhibit.
Oh, this is serious then.
It is serious. It's good stuff. Lots of local artisans that are going to be showcasing their work.
Nice. All right. That's at the Heritage Gallery?
Yes, that is downtown near Court Avenue.
Got it. Okay. Cool.
All right. And then our final event.
Oh, no. Don't leave me so soon. What are you guys talking about? Courtney, come on.
No, we've got biscotti and hot chocolate.
What?
This is on Grand Avenue. And it's cooking with Alessandra. Do you think that's
Alessandra?
Right?
Yeah, I know her.
It's fun to say Alessandra.
Alessandra.
And this is from 6 to 8 on Tuesday.
So this is cooking with Alessandra, and she's going to be doing what? Chocolate and biscotti?
Yes.
Nice. And where is this going to be at? Is this at a place or?
We, cooking with Alessandra, it's on East Grand.
It's on East Grand.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Lots of stuff to do in the metro. Sounds like fun. You guys going to do a lot of this? Noche tonight and on and on.
Noche all night.
Noche all night, says Katie Colosimo. Thank you, Katie. Nice to have you here again. And also, Courtney, welcome. And we need to do a photograph so that we can all, you know, because if you don't have a photo, it never happened. Is that true?
All right. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that, of course. All right, that wraps it up for another broadcast week of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We've been talking with Katie and with Courtney from City View about stuff to do in the metro because they know exactly what's going on. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, that would be Courtney and Katie and our restaurant of the week. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's in each and every night, twisting the dials, making sure that you can hear this on the radio broadcast. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvo, well, he's the big boss. Yeah, he's the big guy. Jeff Delvo is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. If you are in need of commercial music for your podcast, for your business, for a special event of some kind, get in touch with us and we will hook you up with James Goodlett. He is a fantastic artist. All right, that wraps it up for the week. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Until then, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.